It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
I was feeling pretty self-satisfied last week when I read an article in the Washington Post, Where Climate Change Poses the Most and Least Risk to American Homeowners. It had a lookup function in which you could assess on a county-by-county basis the climate risk to the value of your home. It assessed Columbia County's risk from climate change effects as very low overall, with very low ratings on the specific risks of hurricanes, drought, and coastal flooding, low risk on wildfires and heat. While the county faces a medium risk of inland flooding, that seems not a big threat to the farm. Almost every part of the property in active use is up on a ridge at least 20 to 30 feet above our low seasonal stream and wetland. If it's true that the already evident trickle of migration within the United States from areas at high climate risk to areas of lower risk is likely to turn into a torrent, reversing the out-migration from our region to desert and coastal lands, property values in this region are likely to rise relative to many other parts of the country. Ironic, then, that while sitting here this evening of October 23rd, I received a special weather statement from the National Weather Service on my phone. That on October 24th, minimum relative humidity values would drop to 35% to 45%, and winds with gusts up to 15 to 20 miles an hour would contribute to an elevated risk of fire spread. In other words, after several weeks of extraordinarily little rainfall here, what you might call a mini drought, we could face wildfires. It may not matter that these are very unlikely and unlikely events in the Washington Post risk assessment. They can happen anyway. There are lessons in this. First and foremost, whatever the probability of outcomes may be, anything can happen. It's kind of like the upcoming election. We always live in a state of relative uncertainty. Second, no choice is without its downside. Moving here from Sag Harbor, I may have largely escaped the major risks of hurricanes, coastal floods, and the degradation of groundwater, but I've traded it for other risks like this mini drought and possible wildfire. Finally, precisely because every choice has its downsides, you still have to make choices. You can't let your eternal search for the ideal solution prevent you from making an immediate choice that can advance your goals, even just a few steps. There really is no such thing as a panacea. It's no accident that contemplating the risk-benefit analysis in my choices inevitably leads me back to my recent preoccupation with managing my wandering band of turkeys. My choices here are emblematic of many of those faced by small-scale farmers committed to ethically raised food. If I were to view the turkeys as pure commodities, I could justify raising them in a barn, under artificial lights, deprived of contact with the natural world, grain in, protein out, essentially a manufactured food and entirely safe from natural predators, cars that might run them over, or other risks of the outside world, and a lot less exhausting work. Or I could, if I allowed them outside, clip their wings, disabling them from flying over fences, and confine them to a small yard. They would have the outdoor space that would satisfy some criteria of humanely raised food, but they would still not know the freedom of wandering, of satisfying their eternal curiosity, of seeing the world. I've chosen neither of those options because I want them to have the lives that allow the expression of their intrinsic turkey nature. But I've also not given them absolute carte blanche to do whatever they want. Knowing that allowing them to spend the night in the apple trees, for example, would carry too high a risk. I just do my best to channel their explorations and encounters with the natural world to the safest locations possible, like my backyard. But what then do I do when the risk calculation changes? What about a turkey that might be more vulnerable than the group as a whole? You may recall a few weeks ago I told of a great effort to get my errant flock into the barn. After closing them in for the evening, I heard the cheeping of an isolated bird who had gotten separated and had to go rescue him. I've since gotten to know this blue slate Tom quite well. As I've now realized from numerous rescues over several weeks, he is severely impaired in both sight and hearing. He walks into trees, navigates mostly by going along fences or walls. He certainly hears sounds, but can't always tell where they're coming from. He's close to 15 pounds live weight, and he can fly, but when he does so, he simply doesn't end up in the same place as the rest of the flock. Herding him is quite a challenge. Thankfully, though, he walks normally, or the other turkeys might attack him. I've considered confining him in a cage or tying him up, but have chosen not to. It's clear he wants to be with the group, and for much of the day he succeeds in that. The risks for him being out are far higher, but I've decided for his quality of life that it's still worth taking the risk. Once you've made your choice, embrace it and appreciate the benefits. Despite the mini drought, what's not to like about being here just now? Warm sunny days, clear blue skies. October 23rd in the evening, I took an outdoor shower after chores. I've only showered indoors once since the beginning of May. Astonishing. It's called making the best of your choice.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.